seeing the crowds, Jesus went up the hill. There he sat down and was joined by his disciples. Then he began to speak. This is what he taught them. How happy are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy the gentle. They shall have the earth for their heritage. Happy those who mourn. They shall be comforted. Happy those who hunger and thirst for what is right. They shall be satisfied. Happy the merciful. They shall have mercy shown them. Happy the pure in heart. They shall see God. Happy the peacemakers. They shall be called children of God. Happy those who are persecuted in the cause of right. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are you when people abuse you and persecute you and speak all kinds of calumny against you on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. This is how they persecuted the prophets before you. The Gospel of the Lord. I am driving at the moment in Australia, a long trip of 1,500 miles along country roads. It takes some concentration since we have to watch out not only for other cars, but kangaroos and birds. It is also easy to be diverted by the beauty of the scenery. This demand of concentration is used by Jesus in the Beatitudes when he says, "Blessed are the pure of heart." There he asks us not to be distracted by our own selfish issues. A pure-hearted person is looking out for those in need, people who demand our attention and kindness. This demands sensitivity, putting ourselves in other people's shoes. It asks us to say, "What would Jesus do?" as we look around and see the difficult lives people have. It asks us to say, "What would Jesus say?" as we see political situations that demand our intervention. It requires then not just sensitivity, but courage, a willingness to put up with controversy and persecution. I have a Dominican friend, Peter, whom I think of when I think about the pure of heart. He can smile when confronted by those who can't abide his campaign for world peace. It is not easy, but then neither are any of the Beatitudes.